Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon, approximately about 5:30, depending on where you're standing on this flat earth. I'm here with Cyril Dobrik.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Ethan Moore.
Hey, the globe is a myth. I'm Ethan Moore.
That's right. And this is Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, where we've had a bit of a deluge. Which was great because my pool's got a leak and I don't have to fill it up. time. I wish I like it when God times my pool leak.
Right.
Yeah, it's dry, nice and sunny for some activities, and then all of a sudden, oh look, the pool. I start teasing God. I grab the hose and go, "Don't make me do this."
I was just thinking about a car wash.
Yeah.
Skip it now.
Oh, nothing better than hitting a car wash when you're driving home from out of town at like 88. You know, doing 80 miles an hour and it's a downpour.
Yeah.
It's like a pressure cleaning.
Oh yeah.
It's awesome. See, that's, you got to find ways to deal with life a little easier.
Life hack.
Right? And not be such a, you know, complaining all the time. Yeah, it's another, I don't want to be that guy.
Beautiful.
Like, unless it's something really bad, like, I don't want to complain. You know what I mean? I don't want to be around people complaining, right? Nobody wants to be around somebody who's always complaining.
No, you don't. That's not a good look.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to be, hey, what's up? Oh, man, my fucking, hey, I got to go get a drink. I'll talk to you later.
Those glass half empty people.
Yeah.
You know, change the size of the glass. I mean, don't be ridiculous.
I like people that are critical, though. You know, people that will criticize you. I enjoy that about people.
Welcome on your day off, Joe.
Welcome.
Joe Gonzalez's day off. Yeah, critical. You know, a little like always like making like, you know, I don't think that person should have. I don't know if that would have been a.
No, but I like people that are willing to criticize me. But I don't like people that are complaining about their own lives. Does that make sense?
So you don't like what
you're
saying?
You're looking for feedback, sir.
I want feedback.
Yeah.
He wants some feedback.
Yeah, you're in need of...
I want constructive criticism. Is that so wrong?
Really, isn't that just a hidden way of saying you need attention?
I need attention.
Critical is
yes,
fine.
Yes, that's right.
Critical is...
I don't care if you think I'm an asshole. Just tell me.
Right.
Somebody's got to talk to me.
Critics are nice, but hypercritics can go fuck themselves.
Mm. Listen, be a critic if your opinion is really of value. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, everyone thinks that.
You know, like, well, you know, like in stand-up comedy, you know, you got people that are doing comedy for like 3 months and all of a sudden they're like, you know,
yeah.
I really think it's a good, no one gives a fuck. Which you know what I mean? Learn it, write it down in a diary, and that's good. Keep it to yourself and then read it later. Mike Sweeney says, I'm sitting in rush hour traffic and my Facebook alert goes off. Wake up late with Dougie. Thanks for fucking pile on.
What?
I don't know. I don't,
okay.
Thanks for fucking piling on.
Oh, all right. Well.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I thought I thought that was going to be a compliment. I thought I was going to say, hey, I'm watching. I'm in the traffic jam, but you guys are on. This is great.
You're making my traffic jam
wonderful.
Fucking complaining. Another goddamn complainer.
Come on.
Jeez, it's true. Listen, if you're
when
driving
you open
home.
Up that door, man.
Anybody who's in the car right now complaining about traffic is a fucking idiot. Okay? Because it's 5:30 in South Florida, and if you're on a highway, you're in traffic.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know
what I'm saying? Most drinking problems have started because of 5:30 traffic, so.
That's what started happy hour, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, stop here and have a few drinks and then drive home.
That's the only way to
do
it.
If you want to complain about traffic at midnight, I'm more sympathetic.
Move to L.A.
But if you're complaining about rush hour.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the people at the airport. Like the people in the airport that sit there and go, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm like, what the fuck? You know? You know what I mean? It's like, it's just great. Like, what do you expect?
You mean that they have to wait in line?
Yeah.
They're irritated.
Oh. This takes so long to board the plane. No, yeah, the plane's supposed to take off in 30 fucking minutes.
I think that's a Louis C.K. bit where he's like, I hate people that are complaining like for 45 minutes on the tarmac, right? And then, you know, they're like, oh, I can't do this. He's like, well, what happened after the 45 minutes? Did you experience the miracle of flight? Was that was that what happened? Can you just chill out for a minute and relax?
I don't know. And it was, by the way, speaking of comics, we lost a couple comics last week.
What?
East Coast comic, Spanky Brown, otherwise known as Byron Yeldel. Passed away. Really good, you know.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Really?
You know, I've never worked with him, but I spoke to him a few times. I was supposed to do a gig of his in Carolinas at one time. And
he was down here a lot, right?
Yeah. He's a touring guy around
here. I feel
here.
Like I met him at least once at a show. I had no idea.
And everybody, you know, again.
My God.
A lot of people know him. Obviously, the sympathy was pouring out on Facebook, which, you know, that's a good sign when you have all these people having the same opinion of somebody. You know,
Is there a subtext here?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If everybody, like, listen. Back when I was in my 20s. My dad, I've said this on the show before. My dad said to me, he goes, "Hey, you know, Douglas, if you were to die, God forbid, someday, how many people would show up at your funeral?"
Right.
And then ask yourself, what would they be saying about you?
Right. Would they have party hats on? Like,
yeah.
Thank God he's dead.
Hey, fucking
finally,
prick. About time that prick.
I've been sticking pins in this voodoo doll for years. It finally worked.
You know what I mean? And it made me reflect. And I said, you know what? Some people are going to probably say this, that. You know what I mean?
You do want to be remembered in a good way. But that just means that you lived your life properly.
But here's the thing. You don't.
Maybe.
Of course. You hear, think about that statement. Like, somebody would say, I want to be remembered in a good way. And then they may work on it and they'll be schmucks. Whereas if you understand that, because you're doing something because you're a true character, you're a good person. You're not an asshole. You don't make up stories. You don't talk shit behind people's backs. You don't lie. You know, you don't like.
You don't want to be remembered in a good way because it was all a sham.
Right.
You tricked everyone into remembering you in a good way.
Like,
that's not what I mean.
I can't believe they bought it.
People have gotten
exactly.
So close too.
Right. No, I mean that
can't
if
be
you
consistent enough.
If you live your life properly, then hopefully people remember you in a good way.
You should.
That's what I mean. Not,
that's what it's based on.
Not that it's a big advertisement.
Yeah, oh, God, I better make sure I watch what I say, because when I die.
Right, right.
You know, hopefully you're developing a good habit then. But also on the West Coast, Siddiqui Fuller was another comic that passed away very young, and a lot of comics on the West Coast, you know, what a great guy this was. I watched some video of him, too, very funny cat. But rest in peace, Spanky Jones and Siddiqui Fuller.
My God, what's going on?
Well, it's interesting. I pulled up this story, and a study was done about the well-being of stand-up comics and people in comedy.
Mm.
Wow.
And now,
it was a very short study.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The guy writing it got so fucking depressed he hung himself
right.
before he finished. They say humor is good for your health, right? They say if you laugh a lot, it helps you, you know, helps you with stuff and things like that. So you would think that those of us who are delivering humor are gonna
get double the effect.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like get some positive effect of giving away all that laughter.
Well, maybe.
No.
It's almost more like, I would almost more think of like the stereotype of the sad clown.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's, you know, and listen, I tell people this.
Sometimes our jokes we're not laughing at later. You know what I mean? We're hoping they're laughing later going, remember when he said that?
Yeah.
And we're like, remember when I did that?
Yeah, remember if you, imagine if they don't laugh though. That's even worse, you know? You went to all the
what's
pain
that
of writing
like,
it.
Ethan?
You, yeah. Oh, I could tell you a lot about that.
Well, Saturday night, we were at the Funky Buddha. Light turn. Well, the first show was pretty good, thanks to Peter Leonard. He actually brought like 20-something people.
Yeah, that was fun.
And Peter did a good job, by the way. I'm going to tell him tomorrow, but he actually, you know.
He had a decent set.
He started off, and then he, I love this his ball joke. Mm-hmm. He took a tennis ball. He says, every time I travel now, I fly, I bring this tennis ball. And then, because then when the drug-sniffing dogs come by, he goes, go get a boy!
Yeah. That's very funny.
It was a fucking great show. I laughed. He beaned somebody on the side, I think. But he did a good job. And you did a good job. You had a good set. Near the end, we kind of crumbled a little bit. I don't know what you were going.
I don't know what happened. My last couple jokes just bombed.
But you went long, too. You actually, they were...
Did I? No,
yeah,
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. They told me to go to 10.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't even keeping count, because, you know, I was so busy worried about my set. You heard this. We've talked about it. So you got to get rid of the fucking paper.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You got to get rid of that paper, man. I mean, And not only that, because here's the, it's like you said, it was fun. You know, it's funny stuff. You're doing it is funny, but you're sitting, and it's one thing to have a note.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's another thing to be like,
wait a minute. You're not supposed to read. On
Double
stage?
Take, triple.
I wasn't at my best the other night. I gotta say, I'll say that. I should have prepped
for
the show a little better.
Is there a memory thing?
I do. I have like a memory problem. I don't know if it's like the drug thing or what. But
yeah,
it's like
maybe those brain cells that just didn't make it through that part of your life.
It's just.
I mean,
I'm
asking seriously.
I should have prepped better for that set. I just was rushing to get there, and I don't remember what it was that night. I had something else to do. And then I just didn't.
Do you think you rely on that? Like
priorities.
Like Peter Perry Sack did that for a long time. You know, comedy. He would have his notes. And he'd bring him. He would justify bringing them on stage. And I'd be like, Perry, you're in a professional show. You know, you're not. You know, really, unless you're doing 40 minutes. You know, and you have an outline on the stool, and you have like, maybe. Okay, I got this, I got that. You know what I mean? I'd get mad at him, and he'd be like, look, lighten up. While he'd be like, dude, lighten up. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to lighten up, man. You're serious about doing comedy. You got to fucking drop the paper. It's like Linus's blanket.
Some people do it. I don't know. Some people do it successfully.
That doesn't matter. I don't know.
Look, I don't think there's a right or wrong way, but I'll tell you, here's my feeling about the whole thing. I think that I'd like to be able to figure out how to do it without that.
Right.
Because I just like to be able to do it.
But let me tell you how you
Does
do
that
it.
Make sense?
Just stop going up there and relying on
it.
Yeah, thank you for 8-Ball. And listen, I'm just telling you because once you stop, you're gonna grow immensely from there.
That's what I figure.
Yeah, no, you got that's what I'm telling you now. I don't want to see it because you think you're a funny guy. And I'm like, when I see that, I go, it's like when I, like Ciro knows how I feel about a comic who gets on stage with his hand in his pocket.
Oh yeah.
When I see a comic with a hand in his pocket, unless it's part of the goal, you know, the persona in a sense.
Right, right.
You know, then get the fucking hand out of your pocket.
Yeah, do something.
I actually have done a few shows lately totally with nothing. But it's just for that show I wasn't ready and I was just like, I don't know. I don't know. It was a weird thing and I reverted back to it. That was frustrating for me a little bit.
I think subconsciously in my head, if it's not funny enough to remember, it's not funny enough to show me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Subconscious, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, if you didn't remember it, you know, it's like, again, like karaoke. When you have to read the words of a song in karaoke, that song's going to suck.
Right.
But if you know the words, you're better off even mumbling through half of them if you don't remember, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow, you know what it is, too? It's the length. I have, like, a really self-conscious thing. When I hear 10 minutes, then I'm like, I'm going to need, like, a note or two.
Yeah, man, but you want to be a comic, dude.
When
you got to get
seven,
rid of
it. I'm like, it's no problem.
You got to nip that in the bud right now, man. You got because, you know, you got to do time. I know I know comedy bookers that will see you walk on stage with paper and they'll go, and that's it. They'll, you know what I mean? You'll disappear. I'm telling you. You gotta, right or wrong, man, because that's where they look at it. They're thinking, what the fuck is this person doing?
I'll tell you this. It's definitely a personal goal this year. I'd like to get rid of it.
Well, I'm going
to
back it up. You know,
hey, man.
I'm going to bust your balls about it.
You know what? Like I said earlier, I like criticism. So,
yeah, well,
you know,
go
ahead.
You're going to
get
listening.
It.
I was listening. I saw it on tape.
I don't mind.
Anyway, this study. What you would think, comics are giving out the laughter, they're going to live long because all the happiness, this is such a fucking great business. Stand-up comedians have shorter life expectancies and a higher risk of infectious diseases.
Perfect.
Study reveals. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but do you guys know what profession has the longest life expectancy than any other fucking job in the world?
Let's see. Transsexual hooker. No, just kidding. That's the other end.
That's not there.
Financial planner.
Nope. No. A lot of stress. It actually is orchestra conductors.
Oh.
That's not a lot
their
of
Their arms
stress.
Are above their... They're in around symphony
no.
music.
Is that true?
Swear to God, it's on the actuarial life insurance table.
Wow.
So the guy who leads the Boston Philharmonic is going to live to 198.
That guy's Moses.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So you have your arms above your. This is always a good exercise. This is cardio. This is the minute your arms are over your fucking heart, that makes you live longer automatically.
Right.
But what if it's a quiet song where he's like,
that's why he says we got to change the rhythm.
Right.
Wow. So even though he's only on stage doing that for a little bit,
right?
I mean, it's not like he walks around like that,
right?
But that's enough, though.
Just having
it up there.
That's why when I'm on a treadmill now, I do this "I surrender" thing for like 10 minutes. People go, "Are you okay?" I'm sorry. I'm acting like I'm French. We give up. I retreat.
too little, too late.
Research was done, and it basically says that, of course, when you're a comic, too, you eat fucking chicken wings at 2 in the morning, you know, and chicken fingers and fucking drinking.
Night of the week.
Right? Smoking out of people's old bongs.
Yep.
So things like that.
Sharing.
You get stuff. Weird hours. Strange road pussy.
That could be a bad
diseases.
One, too.
Yeah.
These studies were somewhat limited, but they included only male comedians, and most of them were already dead. I don't know how you can participate in this study when you're dead.
Well, there you go.
Hey, pull him out of the grave and ask him what fucking time he went to bed at night.
You got a real future in this business, kid.
By the way, this is a terrible study. They're like, well, let's see. Let's look at a bunch of dead comedians. Turns out all these comedians died.
Yes.
I'm like, well,
What do all these comedians have in common?
We compared the improv group to 795 non-comedians that were matched in age, sex, and education. That's an undertaking right there, matching up that many people and matching up sex. I guess I mean like gender. I thought like, hey, you get laid a lot? Okay, get next to that guy.
Right.
You know?
They should have like done a study on the hecklers. How long did these people fuck?
Improv artists reported that they had significantly more infections, which had lasted longer in seven infection categories we compared in a controlled group. Boy, what are improv people doing? Too much freeze tag? You know, maybe that tag?
Too long.
Getting, you know, you freeze tag and you're in a set, you touch, the person takes over.
Take over.
Yeah. So,
That's...
So susceptibility to infectious disease is a good indicator of strength of one's immune system. Yes, I know that. Improv artists reported that they had significantly more than the non-control group. So
I guess it is a hard act to follow. You know what I mean?
Becoming a comedian is difficult with high levels of competition and low job security. Very few aspiring comics are able to have successful careers, and most will eventually have to work at the Funky Buddha.
How about the lack of health insurance? Well, again, could that be a key factor in our
True. It's true. It's tough because you don't know if you're going to get hired the next time.
Listen, I can tell you, man, that's what I'm saying. I understand the suicide thing because I'm going bipolar in this. I'm happy as fuck. I got a book calendar.
Right.
But I wake up on a certain day going, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the stupidest fucking thing. I'm depressed because of all the travel I got coming up.
Right.
I'm actually depressed.
You can't be happy, Dougie.
I know. Yeah. I can't.
No matter what.
I'm looking at the book. Yeah, I got a book.
If you got no travel, then you're sad.
I know.
If you got travel, you're
depressed.
I'm
not working. I'm depressed.
Yeah.
And then I get work. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got to get on a plane again. This is bullshit. But, you know, it's a struggle. Every time, there's no end game. Like, once you become, like I'm my stage now as a feature, you know, I'm touring, I've been everywhere. Now you want to move to headliner.
Right.
Getting the headliner, now you got to deal with that shit. Like, oh, you're not a draw, you're not a TV, you're not this, you're not that. You know, then you got to deal with all this new fucking level of challenges. Right. You know? It's just not one thing after another. It's like you get there and you're like, okay, I jumped over that wall. Oh, jump over this one now, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lifetime of pain.
But
dudes.
That's a good thing, though.
Should be, right?
It is. You always want to have some challenge to
accomplish.
What's
that? You want to be like, how do they say, mundane? You don't want to be complacent?
You don't want to be complacent. You want to have exactly the right level of challenge, like just enough so that it's hard, but you can actually do it if you work hard.
Right.
That's what you want.
You always got to be bettering yourselves. Right. Someone asked me that, like, if you feel, how do you feel? I question myself, and I've had mentors say to me, like, dude, you're working. Last year at this time, where were you compared to now? Are you ahead? I go, yeah. He goes, there you go.
Right.
To that.
Sometimes it leaps and bounds, and you don't even realize it. You're like, oh.
Yeah, it's hard to recognize. That's why I have Ciro here, because he always tells me how good I'm doing.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Some people say it's kissing ass, but he does it. I know Ciro means it when he says it.
I have to. Look at
Is there a subtext here?
Yeah. Isn't subtext you take when you're connected? You're hooked on heroin?
Subutext.
Oh, that's subutext.
That's different. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just...
So you get,
just take a little snippet.
That's not sober.
No?
I don't consider that to be in recovery.
When you take other shit to cover other shit?
People take Subutex. What Subutex is, it's the new methadone.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you just still get high, kind of.
Yeah.
And
it's like, listen, I'm going to stop drinking, but I'm going to start smoking weed.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that works for people who aren't really addicts.
The best, substitute is another drug, though.
I mean, sure. That's recovery.
That's what Western medicine has taught me. It's that, you know.
Chris Priest on Freeback, by the way, good job this week at the Bremen Performance Theater this weekend. Oh, nice. Chris Priest says, I have headliner material, but I'm an open mic draw. Hmm. Well, that's a lot of people, man. Yeah. A lot of people.
It's
all right.
Coming, brother.
So that's the, here was something funny that happened to me today. Like, I love Amazon. I'm a Prime member. Are you a Prime member?
I am a Prime member.
I am a Prime. You a Prime member?
No, I'm not. I'm a Prime member. I support the New World Order.
I am a Prime member, and they asked me a question today. They said, you know, like my wife had ordered one of these for the ice maker for the fridge.
Right.
Right? And they had asked me for a survey on it. And I don't know. I like to answer surveys and whatnot. I said, it's great. The ice is fucking frozen.
Nice.
And, you know, it's ice. It doesn't come out.
Do you like the shape, or is it?
I mean, ice cubes. You know, that's nice. Cool. It's the right shape. I mean, if it would have had some extra thing, it would have had to come out like strawberry daiquiri, you know, or flavored right. ones, and that would be I'd be ecstatic. So they actually reached out today and they said, well, we have a customer, a Prime member customer, had a question about their refrigerator. And there's something going wrong with it. And I swear to God, I'm like, what am I, a fucking repairman now?
That's great.
But was Amazon hiring me to give advice? And I'm as handy as a fish, all right? My idea of being handy is picking up this phone and say, hey, can you come here and fix it?
Right.
My wife is the fucking, the person that fixes shit around here.
Okay.
So I'm, I thought it'd be funny. So that was, I swear to God, the email said, that the message from the client or the Prime member said, my ice tray is only making four ice cubes and not six. What should I do? So I said, use less ice.
Change.
There you go.
Put one cube in a cup.
Okay, there's.
That's funny.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I had to put just kidding, because I don't want the Amazon police to come after me for being a fucking smartass.
Change the setting.
We thought we could rely on you as a Prime member to effectively help our fellow Prime members. It seems you're not. You're outcast.
No, you pay for the service. You can make jokes on there, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what you pay. They just raised it. It's
$119.
$119
bucks. You cannot make jokes.
For $119 bucks, you can make jokes.
Yeah, I think so. It gives me the ability, the okay. Gives me the thumbs up to be fucking humorous.
You're literally super paying people to listen to your shows.
All I know is that goddamn Prime member is going to live an extra day because he laughed at me, and I'm going to die a day earlier because I'm stressed about if I shouldn't have joked or
that's
not.
That's how we should look at it. You know, we comedians, mm-hmm. we're working hard to make everyone laugh, and then the rest of the world is sucking the life out of us.
They are.
They're all living longer, and we're living less.
We are like the cocoon pods.
That's right.
In that fucking pool. Everybody's just getting young and bonered around us, and we're like, oh, we're withering
God
away.
Damn it. I never thought of it like that.
Programming.
All
right,
I quit comedy.
Fuck it, I'm going to start singing karaoke. That's my new hobby.
I'm going to become an orchestra director.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
I'm doing. Yeah.
I'm going to live a long time, bitch. I'm
going to the conservatory to get educated.
I'm
going to
be doing Beethoven's Fifth at the Chuckle Hut.
Do you know how many orchestra wands you need to become a professional orchestra?
Do you burn through a lot of them?
I think there's just really one good one. You know, they have the one with the little knob on the end.
You guys know nothing. About orchestra directing.
I don't think about orchestra directors as being chill. I think about them as being like angry. Like, God damn it. When will you guys get this piece right? You know, they're like throw at the thing.
We had a lady that taught us in Margate Middle School band, Mrs. Wasserman. I remember her name. And oh, my God, she was screaming. One time, here's a funny thing. I remember one time we'd have substitute teachers in band class. We'd all switch instruments. Like I played trumpet. I was first trumpet. So
saxophone over here.
And then but me and my buddy would switch. I'd play the drums. He'd play the trumpet. So in the middle of the song it's like and on them back and like, you guys are horrible.
Didn't you
the shit you do when you're a kid. This was an interesting story this week and brings up a topic. There's busybodies. You said you like being critiqued, right? And when it comes to being an artist, I like being critiqued.
Here's what you want. You want people in your life who care about you enough to give you criticism.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Now, again, these are family members, people that you respect their opinion and desire their opinion.
Right. Not just haters.
Not just somebody off the street that says, hey, you know, I saw you. Maybe you should go fuck you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give advice. But this story last week of the woman who called the police on the black family that were having a barbecue. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
Now, she...
Holy shit. Woman. That was hilarious.
I mean, God bless.
What a bitch.
What a fuck. Like, who the fuck... You know what I'm saying? Like, this is madness. And it's... You saw the video? The woman...
Did you watch it?
I guess there's certain parts of this park where you can't use charcoal.
I know this place.
Yeah?
My buddy lives there.
Yeah?
And I used to live in Oakland.
Right.
It's Lake Merritt. It's really fancy.
It's a nice, it's a nice park. Nice, yeah. Got water there and
very expensive
great place.
To live there. Huge lake there, and people, and it's a nice
you're
neighborhood
not
around that
charcoal.
Lake. And they have these picnic grilling areas. But that part of Oakland is full of these just the most asshole people sometimes.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're just really like busybodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this family sets up a bar, a charcoal grill, nice area. The family's out. Yeah. And this woman calls the cops. She says they're grilling where they shouldn't be fucking grilling. Like, ugh. All right, it's not like they're putting a bonfire. It's not like they're hanging a fucking tree and putting a noose and, you know what I mean? Or, you know,
noose?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or they're going to be a fucking sacrifice.
This
like, you know what I'm saying? Satanic type
turn.
Shit
right.
going
they're,
on.
Yeah, they weren't digging a pit and grilling
right.
a live pig in it
they're
or
fucking,
something.
These
right.
people that, all right, here, I got, I was, this happened this weekend. I'm about to get off an elevator and this fucking dumbass comes walking in it. Okay, that you should be able to call the cops on somebody like that who's that fucking socially inept,
right?
You know what I mean? They don't get the simple rule like people need to get off the fucking elevator before you get on. Okay, that's a simple thing, and I think that if that ever happens to you, you have the right to plow over that person. Okay,
and trip them
if you're not right. If you're not big enough to plow over them, then as they walk on, say, "Excuse me," you trip them, fucking push their head into the side of the fucking elevator, and press the button, sending them down to their death. That's what you should be able to do.
Sometimes I just...
I'm just venting because I'm a comic and I'm sucking in all that negative energy.
That's right. You vent or you die.
Sometimes I wait just a second and then I fart right before the door closes.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Off.
There you go.
That happened to me recently.
Hotbox, the elevator.
Yeah.
There's old people, man. I was in Fort Wayne. When this Blister. Fucking couple got off on the third floor and they fuck... And oh, my God, man. I got an elevator. So that guy shit himself on the elevator.
Third floor, housewares, Dutch ovens. And
but you know what I'm saying? This fucking woman... And the funny memes are great. She's everywhere. She's sitting there on the phone and in front of Kaepernick on the bench. She's at the fucking
she's
march.
Calling.
Now, I don't know if she was racist or just a cunt. You know? I actually don't know.
You know, it's...
Sometimes that runs together.
I agree. I think... First, she probably has a little bit of, you know what I mean, racism in her.
Right.
But I think she's just more cunt than
I think
racism.
I think if it would have been a white family, she might have reacted the
I
same
I think she
way.
Would have. I think yeah. she's one of these people that thinks she's...
excuse me, do you not know the rules here?
She's almost like a female George Zimmerman. You know, when you think about it,
except
you know what I mean?
A little less lethal.
But she only used her phone. You know?
No.
She didn't
wait a minute.
Like,
I don't know about
you
that.
You get the cops involved, it could be just as lethal.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but didn't the cops
it's
like
Louis C.K., kind of like a white Bill Cosby. I'm like, well, he kind of just whacked off. I don't know if it's the same.
I know, right?
It's rape.
I'm just trying to make some close comparisons. All right. You know what I'm saying? There's these people out there. You know, and I can't remember. I was trying to remember when I was thinking this recently. What happened in the last 12 months or within the last year? Somebody came up to me and started saying something about somebody else. Like, I can't remember. And I'm like, what the fuck? I go, what do you care? You know, why don't you, if you could, right now, your life would be so much better if you just kept walking. And you, I can't, this is ridiculous. This has happened. Like, shut the,
right.
the fuck is wrong? Like, you know what I mean? Unless somebody's getting hurt, unless something's happening, you know what I mean?
But
like,
that they never do. No one ever saves anyone getting
no,
hurt.
No,
have you seen
these
videos?
I'm going to keep somebody from charcoaling. Yeah, I showed in the video today of that woman
Brazilian
in Brazil
cop,
that off duty woman in Brazil cop.
Maybe I missed this. What is this?
There was a Mother's Day, something on Mother's Day in the streets in some city, and there was women with their daughters like hanging outside this place, and,
uh-huh.
and then this guy came over, pointed a gun, and like to grab somebody's purse and steal shit, and this badass undercover chick, man. She strolled comfortably. You could tell she grabs her gun out and then she gets right in front of the guy in his chest. Bam, bam. And he did the stiffy fucking fall. Like,
oh my God. She shot him in the chest?
Yeah. And he was still complaining.
Twice.
Why did you shoot me?
Wow.
Listen, if you're doing bad things and bad things happen to you, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear your sad side story about how, you know, oh, I had no choice. I go fuck. Listen, once you make a decision. Once you say to yourself, I'm going to break a law. I'm going to go out and fucking rob a bank. I'm going to go and steal. I'm going to go rob a fucking gas station. You know, I'm going to hold up somebody. I'm going to stick my gun in somebody's face. I'm not going to shoot anybody. I would never shoot anybody. But then you get shot right in the fucking forehead. I have no sympathy for you. I don't care if you're an honor student and you're just, that even makes it worse, right? The people that actually had shit going for them and they decide to do something like that.
I feel like on the inside, those people are really in pain, you know?
Well,
yeah.
It's no longer a tragedy.
I don't
wanna... It's a drama after that, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you go around sticking a pistol in people's face and trying to take their money, you probably don't have a very good life in the first place.
Some people just like adventure.
Or you're so lucky that this has never happened to you before and you have the best life ever. And you keep on going home going, bitch, I just robbed this other group of people.
Maybe.
And then all of a sudden, all your chickens hatch and a Brazilian badass comes out of nowhere and shoots you twice in the chest and you're fucked.
There you go.
Kevin Holly says, I totally farted in an elevator right before it opened and got out of it this week. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm glad you're proud of that, buddy.
There you go.
But yeah, why not? I mean, it's a funny
and
thing.
So far, that building has got pink eye. Yeah. Is nice.
Shit right in somebody. I remember, this is probably just a simple story. Zuccarelli's, which is still there in Margate, Florida, and my brother's always worked there, the pizza. I worked there, delivered pizza. And when I was back from college, family had dinner there. We're all walking out. My dad used to be one of those kidders that would walk and, like, you know, like he had a fart, you know. Uh-huh. And he'd see, like, everybody know he's going to fart. And he were walking to the car, and he was walking, and all of a sudden he went, oop, and he farted real like, holy shit. But he didn't realize that there was some guy parked there waiting for his pizza with his window open. He farted right in front of the guy's face.
Nice.
And I was a kid. I don't remember, like 9,
yeah,
10.
Yeah, you probably
like,
broke up, right?
I was like, oh, my God, Dad, you're shitting somebody's face.
Gave him a little trumpet action.
Mm-hmm. Now as we come to the opening of the show, close, the story that was definitely the attention of last week was this woman who was arrested for sending 65,000 texts.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
To a date. Somebody she went on a date with.
Right.
And then they showed this
loon
on video.
People.
You got to see the video of her. Now she's on there. I'm just expressing love, and I'm just a loving person.
One date, right?
Yeah.
Single date.
She was in love and a date.
I think I know this girl.
You got to
remember. 65,000 texts.
She was an Aries, guys.
Right.
I'm an Aries. I never sent anybody 65,000 texts. I mean, I was one of those guys, like when I was younger, a girl would break up with me, I'd be like, come on, you know, I'd be like, what the fuck? You know, I wouldn't just accept it. I'd be a little pissed. I'd be like, you know, a little clingy.
Right.
You know, I would try to get back. I'm like, you know, I'd send roses. Like, I really care.
The worst was beepers.
You know?
I had that happen once.
When you had to figure out rough. Beeper code. It's like, what the hell does all these numbers mean? And you flip it over, you're like, boobless.
Sarah got broken
like,
up by
oh
beeper.
My God.
Yeah.
Boobless.
Did you? I had a girl break up with me on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah, when I was in college.
Okay.
But it was okay. I had a serious girlfriend I was with at the time, and she was just my side chick. So
come on.
I didn't really care.
That's...
Her name was Lisette Corio. Corio, Ecuadorian, very hot Spanish girl.
Doxing her here.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, and she liked the booty. She liked banging in the booty.
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah, she was a thin girl and everything. It was exciting.
She liked the anal.
She did.
And she broke up with you on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day at Nova University. I'm sitting there between classes, and she comes up to me. She goes, I have to say something to you. I go, here's the funny part. She goes, but I think we got to end this relationship. And I just, I'm sorry. And I sat there for a second. I was about to say, well, I got a girlfriend, you know. I just wanted to let you know.
That would be a dumb move.
but really?
What's her number?
I was like, that's cool because I got a girlfriend. But I was just like, all right, I was like, you know, I'm mature now. I wasn't the fucking high school kid that was putsy and wearing Capizios.
Playing
I was a guy.
Coy.
You know, I was like, I looked at it, I go, all right, that's cool. You know what I mean? And then I remember for the next month, I was just trying to show how cool I was by not giving a shit.
Right.
Right? You know, you don't want to be showing up. Because yeah, that's what happened when you were in high school and you break up with somebody, and then you show up at the same party. You know, and they're like, oh, who's she going home with? You know, who's she with now?
The worst is when you're in college and you drive to another college to see your girl and you pull up and they're with someone else.
Isn't that a movie?
That's
Bismarck.
It's a Bismarck-y
and my
song.
Life, so that's how that works out.
That's what happened to you? You went to drive this girl's college and she was...
Yeah, I was at University of Florida. I drove down to Tampa just... Surprise her. Well, it wasn't even a surprise. I think she knew I was coming, which was even worse to me for the last 10-15 years.
And she thought it was going to be a threesome.
So what happened? You pulled up at the dorm and she was with a guy at the dorm?
I pulled up right outside the dorm and she was on a picnic table holding hands with this guy.
Oh, did like, you go freaky deaky? Did you walk up one of those, what's going on here?
No.
Or were you more like, what the fuck is my fucking girlfriend?
No. No, I lost.
What's up, Peter Kramer?
I lost.
Did you just leave?
They met and, yeah.
You didn't, like.
Sarah went home and got his high-powered rifle, started climbing the clock tower.
No, I almost, honestly, you drive too fast and you almost crash, but I just left.
Yeah?
You didn't confront her?
No, she knew I was there. That's why it was awkward and I just took off.
Wow.
So she saw you and she still was holding his hand during that process?
High school sweetheart. Awful.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
High school sweetheart.
But you must have known it was
coming to an end. So there was no confrontation there?
No.
Was there ever one later?
No.
That was it?
How long did you guys go out?
2 years.
You went out with this chick for 2 years.
She was. I got news for you, Sierra. She was never your girlfriend.
Yeah, she was probably banging other guys
the whole time. Right?
The whole time.
The whole time.
I tell you what, he's right. That happens a lot. That time you find out that girl, she fucked around with me once. No, she probably did. Girls go with it because girls fuck around. They're good at it. You know, because you don't think they're doing
it. They don't let you, you know, in on the secret or nothing. No clues.
Joe Gonzalez says he doesn't think you're over it.
Yeah, sounds like there's still something going on there.
Yeah, he can tell he got a little fucking sad and shit. But you know,
awful.
I remember there was a girl I dated in high school for a while, and I think Joe, and then we broke up, and we broke up because I showed up with a hickey on my neck,
and
I was banging this hot chick from Publix with a great ass. You know, it just happened. I would overlap. I overlapped girlfriends. I was that guy. I would be with another girl and overlap, and then,
I did a little bit of that.
Yeah, I liked it. It's like having a job. You know, when you have a job, you don't want to leave one job.
That's right.
Until you have another job. I was like, no, I'm going to work both and collect a couple extra salaries for a little while.
You got to get out there and pound that pavement, distribute some resumes.
Vacation money.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I had a reputation of she didn't want to be seen. She was hiding this relationship she was in with this other dude because everybody thought I was going to flip out and kick the guy's ass. But, you know, I'm going to get mad.
You were the karate master.
Yeah, I'm this fucking, you know. And I remember when I first saw me and my buddy Pete were walking around, and I saw her, and they were like you. I walked around the corner near the hallway, and she was holding hands in a doorway with this guy, and I'm like, what the fuck I do? And I flipped out, and I slammed the fucking door, and I didn't kill anybody, though, so that was pretty good. Anyway.
Wow. Wow, guys. Getting it all out today.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to get into Straight from the Headlines, but fuck the music.
Straight from the Headlines.
Yeah, welcome to
talk about stories.
Yeah, there you go. Let's do it together. Ready? Straight from the Headlines. Arkansas teacher urges students to throw rocks at a 4-year-old to punish him. I don't know if this is during a Renaissance festival.
That's in the baby books. That is how you treat those kids.
Throw rocks at the teachers.
Arkansas teacher urges students to throw rocks at 4-year-old to punish him.
Oh.
Goddamn right.
See,
listen.
When are they going to start arming these teachers with rocks?
Well, we talked about it. Didn't we do it on our show? There's a school that they have rocks, those big round fucking river rocks.
Shooting.
And if there's a school shooting, they have a box in every class now in the school where they can get rocks. And it's, if somebody comes in, if you got 30 kids with fucking rocks in their hands,
shit,
and somebody comes in with a gun, that guy's going to get fucked up.
Listen, everybody's going to take the 4-year-old side, but no one knows what a shithead the 4-year-old is.
Yeah, he may have deserved stoning.
Stoning.
Authorities in Arkansas are investigating a daycare after receiving a video of a young boy screaming and crying while other students were throwing rocks at him. A former employee who was not identified at Teach Intend Daycare in Forest City recorded the incident back on April 26th, took her footage to the police and filed a report. See, unlike...
Teach Intend, huh?
Yeah, that's something you report. Not somebody charcoaling and barbecuing. Right. Yeah, this is something that you may want to go ahead.
That's an actual crime of some
sort. Now, if you're busy worrying about people at a fucking barbecue, you're missing this kind of shit.
Right.
You know, these are just people that need better, they got to get a better driver to take them to the chaos.
He's like, they have a pile of large black rocks. Are they throwing them? No, they're actually setting them on fire.
Yeah.
It's charcoal.
Yeah.
No.
Then what are they doing?
She told officers the teachers in the clip ordered the 4-year-old to sit down, and he responded by picking up a handful of rocks and tossing them on the ground.
Okay.
His teacher at that point allegedly encouraged at least half a dozen other students to throw rocks at the boy as a form of punishment. So this kid got pissed and started throwing rocks.
Right.
You want to throw rocks? Guess what? Go stand there. We're going to throw rocks at you.
Yeah.
The kid laughed because all the kids had arms like pussies.
Lord of the Flies.
Nobody was hitting the kid.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I observed approximately 6 toddlers throwing rocks at a white male toddler, a responding officer wrote in a police report. The toddler is kneed down, covering his face, crying. A background voice says, he'll learn to stop.
Wow.
Okay, that's enough.
It's really preparing this kid for the future.
For life.
Yeah.
Boy, that kid's going to be a comic now.
This is the School of Hard Knocks, literally.
No mercy,
rocks.
Sir.
I could take what any booker tells me. I've had rocks thrown at me since I was a kid. Yeah. See? That's a story what Straight from the Headlines is all about.
Yeah.
You live in a country that there's somebody that thought, hey, here's a good idea. Here's a way we can stop this kid. Here's a way we'll discipline this kid.
Now, are you saying we need more of this, Dougie?
Here's what I want to tackle that question. My question is, What do you think is going through that kid's fucking head now? Like, in other words, the kid thought, eh, fuck you. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to be one of these. I'm not listening to my teacher.
Right.
Now he gets pelted with rocks. One of the most embarrassing situations of his life. You know, it may really alter his growth, right? In some sense, this kid.
It could straighten him right out.
It could straighten him out. It can turn him into a fucking, like,
psycho.
A psychotic fucking idiot. Now he's going to kill everybody. Every time he sees rocks or gravel, he's going to have to kill someone.
I guess my feeling is, like, don't we resolve our problems as adults usually with words?
Well,
so it's probably bad to teach him to not do
that.
Listen,
the guy that's in the presidency right now, this has happened to him before. He was in a class. I read through rocks at him.
Yeah.
Now,
so you're saying
this is revenge.
So now you're saying this kid's gonna be like the 89th president.
He's the 86th president of the United States in the future.
It all started when I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and I got stoned.
Because I got high.
Yeah. Here's a story, by the way, in relation to bad behavior. Surprising bullying background or battleground are in senior centers. Now, I can tell you.
That is not surprising.
Right.
I can tell you that I know it happens because my mom, who was in a nursing home for a while in assisted living, they were like cliques. There were these women that were like, they didn't want my mom around because I can understand why, because mom could be a bit of a pain in the ass at the time, but they would make my mom sit at other tables and stuff. So I remember going to this place, and I went in there. I fucking went in there like a mob guy. I swear to God, I did this on purpose. It's a funny fucking story. I went in there in my dark fucking suit, right? You know what I mean? I came in there with my fucking sunglasses. I was all Tony Soprano'd out.
You were carrying a pizza.
Yeah, I had a pizza, and I drove on my Z28, my Cadillac, and I went up to the ladies. I go, hey. Which one of you are fucking with my mother? And they, who's your lewd this? My mother. You fucking ladies, you better fucking be nice to my mother, or you guys are gonna fucking have a sleeping tube taken out in the middle of the night. I'm fucking telling you.
did they buy it?
Oh, and then here's what I did. Now the word got to the people at the assisted living, and they said, "Oh, we understood that you threatened some of the women there." I go, no, I didn't threaten them. I promised them. I said, if they keep fucking with my mother, right, I'm gonna keep showing up. And, well, you can't do that. So I said, yes, I can, until you control those fucking battle axes.
Wow.
And they don't, because they would, like, do shit to, like, they would put stuff near her room. And they were like,
Listen, Gladys.
Yeah.
You better give me that lunch money.
Ganging up on us.
Who's got a big kid? Whose son's knows karate? We got to get him against Luther's son. You know, but it was funny. And, but then, you know, I did was to make it up. I bought a pizza. I ended up bringing fucking pizza to everybody. Let's thank Luther. And then when I brought everything, everybody was like, "Oh, thank you so much for the fucking good food, because it's shit food."
Right.
Thanks for the pizza. Those fucking crabby ass cunts, you know, the fucking golden girls that were there, the mean chicks. I looked at them. I go,
"No pizza for you."
No. You guys eat. I said, you're all welcome. You're all welcome.
I got your special pizza here.
I just want to let you know I deliver. That was the message.
Right. Right.
I want to let you know I'll deliver. You know.
Oh, man, he even did the throat cut.
I even did the throat cut. San Francisco, the unwanted were turned away from the cafeteria tables. Fist fights broke out at karaoke. Dances became breeding grounds for gossip and cruelty. And all this in a nursing home.
None of these are surprising stories. I just wondered when I was going to hear about them.
You know what I'm saying?
I always hear those places are like high schools. You know, everyone's fucking.
No, that's true, too.
Yeah.
My mom would tell me that. Like, it's like the woman she shared a room with, this guy was banging two or three.
Right,
she told
right.
me, you know, he's banging. She got mad because he's going in other chicks' room. Like,
wow.
They
didn't use protection either. Cause
why, you know, we worry about getting pregnant?
Yeah, or AIDS. It's like, oh, I got AIDS. Who cares?
What's going to happen?
You're dead next week anyway.
Yeah. I'm pissing myself every morning. What's AIDS going to do? I can't wipe my own ass. You think I give a shit about AIDS?
You think I got time with this boner here to worry about?
Nursing homes, senior centers, and housing complexes for the elderly have introduced programs, training, and policies aimed at curbing spats, bullying, and issue once thought to be only for young children.
No.
There's the click system, just like everywhere else.
Yeah.
Betsy Graham says, who's a nurse in one of these facilities.
What's that old saying about old dogs and new tricks, though?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You resort back, you know, when you get to they end up resorting back, the mentality, you know.
You regress.
Robin Boniface, social worker professor at Arizona State and author of the book Bullying Among Older Adults, How to Recognize and Address an Unseen Epidemic, said existing studies. Yeah, it is. Suggests about one in every five seniors encounters bullying.
Okay.
One in every five? Nice.
Well, that's getting him back for all the shitty driving on the streets.
Nice.
It makes me feel...
Karma's a bitch.
Feel very out of control, right? Bubba said. And Way sort of getting on top of things.
This is just really funny somehow. I don't know.
It would be funny to video that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, watch this old guy like
would
pushing...
Would that be the best like reality TV show ever?
Yeah. You remember that video that was on Facebook? It looked like it was from Eastern Europe or something, where these two guys outside a nursing home or older guy's home, they're trying to beat the shit out of each other and they're falling on each other. And the one guy tries to break it up and he falls. You know what I mean? I thought that shit was funny.
Endless, they're all calling medic alert at the same time.
I've fallen. We both not. It's like Rocky when they both hit each other and get each other knocked out. After 4 years immersed with bullies. Let's see. Matter story. Blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to see if there's other stories here.
Immersed.
Cars of those crossed her. Elsewhere, laundry rooms became vicious places where the bullied had their detergent stolen. And their clothes thrown on the floor. That's one thing they did. Like with my mom, I was thinking that was one thing they took all their clothes and they threw it.
Threw it on the floor.
They threw it all over the fucking place and they put like detergent on it.
What the?
Yeah,
it's a message.
Yeah,
really?
No, yeah.
So, truthfully, you did not do anything.
No,
you were
dude,
not overstepping
listen,
your bounds.
The only reason I did this because I thought it'd be funny. Number one. I did it because I was getting pissed. Like the first couple things happened, I'd walk in there, and my mom, there, look, that one there. And these fucking women look like they had that look. They look like bitch. You know what I mean? They had that fucking snarly look. And it was all too
whispering.
It was all too familiar to me since I worked at a bank and in Aventura and the old people. You know, I couldn't stand those old people that come in the bank, you know, like with that fucking face, they get up and they're always in a hurry, but they're not, you know what I mean?
Face.
They always have that fucking face. They're waiting in line like, this is ridiculous. You're like, you're fucking at a bank, you know?
They're like, no, I don't have much time left.
Yeah, I got to hurry up. I'm going to die. You know, but they're these miserable fucking people, man.
Yeah.
And I remember she pointed out this one, she had dark hair and she was a bit bigger, you know, and this and that. And I wanted to go up there and say, you know, this right there. That's when I thought it out. I go, I'm going to go up and just say, I'm going to fucking kill you if you keep fucking with my mother, lady. And, well, what'd you say? You heard me. You know what I mean? And give her the eye. But then shit kept going. That's when I said, that's it. I'm going to show up there and just do it. And I thought it was funny.
People
I'd like to see her
well
just be,
enough alone.
I'd like to see her be like, Sonny, I'm 94 years old. I'm dead anyway. Yeah. Fuck you.
Imagine if she got up and started fucking putting her hands right up. Let's duke it out. I would have bitch slapped her.
Calling your bluff and shit.
This is how I want to go out. Yeah.
Lady, I'm not going to hit you now.
Those slippers with the knife that comes out of the end of it.
That's what we're going to have. That's what we're going to have next, man. We're going to have nursing home defense mechanisms.
She's going to strangle you with a catheter.
Here's something I thought of you when I saw the sorry there, Ethan.
Oh,
man
great.
Told to remove makeup to gain entry to a Corpus Christi nightclub.
Whoa. God.
Yeah. Take off the makeup there, buddy.
How? Right.
Huh. Wow.
Now, this is going to get into a discrimination against homosexuals and, right?
Wait. Why homosexuals? What?
Well, the guy wasn't in a rock fucking 80s hair band.
Oh, okay. Neither am I.
Yeah, a man told to remove makeup to gain entry into a Corpus Christi nightclub. A group is now planning to
sue them.
Protest what it describes as a nightclub's discriminatory policies.
Get them fired from their regular day jobs and call their mothers.
Yeah, what do guys do that are like security at a club? What happens to them when they get fired?
They usually stalk
the people that, you know, whatever.
They start bullying elderly people in nursing homes.
They get jobs at a fucking nursing home. Bobby Rodriguez, 21, wiped off his makeup Wednesday night because he wanted to dance. Rodriguez of Kingsville was in Corpus Christi for a night out and says he was denied entry to the Whiskey River nightclub because he was wearing fake eyelashes and lipstick.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you wear a little eyeliner, you want to look like a rock star, but like eyelashes.
Yeah.
I approached the door and handed my ID to the security at the door. His words were, I quote, "Unfortunately, you cannot enter because you're wearing makeup."
But, you know, it's tough to get into a nightclub, right? They always have the velvet rope, and they get to decide who gets in, who's cool enough.
Yeah. Plenty of South Beach.
This guy wasn't cool enough.
It wasn't like he asked him to blow him.
What's up, Dean Gassert? What's up, buddy? How's the wheels rolling, brother?
Like, hey, you can't get in here.
Because you're wearing makeup, and we have a rule here that says men need to dress like men.
Whoa. Okay.
Rodriguez said, I literally had to walk back to my car and rip my false lashes out. and kick off my high heel shoes and take my padded bra out and
Go to another club.
I was so upset. I wouldn't. It wouldn't be. Angela Bohm is registered as a nightclub's owner in the state's business directory. She expressed a fear of retaliation, but defended the business's policy.
Jesus Christ. Seriously, everyone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I dress in drag, okay? I have this thing that I do for comedy where I dress in drag, do
for
comedy
drag shows. Right. We got
for
it.
Comedy, Dougie. Mm-hmm. And I, but I also know that there when you go to a certain place, they may have a standard.
Right.
And you have to walk, you know, like if you walk into
that's
church,
the rules.
There's a certain dress code. If you walk into a bank,
that's
there's
the fucking rules.
Like, what's the big deal? What, does everyone want the right to do whatever they want all the time? What about the business owner's rights to decide who gets to come into the business?
Right.
Whiskey River has a standard dress code that states everyone must dress gender appropriate.
Well, then it's on the rules.
Okay, they're a little bit heteronormative there.
Well, that's a club. But, you don't like it? Go to another fucking
club.
Go
to a different club.
The conversation was held at the door cannot be verified by the client. Yeah, it's hearsay at this point. And of course, she tweeted,
like
federal law prohibits discrimination by private business. The title of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 only prevents businesses from refusing service based on race, color, religion, or national origin.
Right. That's right.
Sexual preference is not on the list.
Well, that's not even sexual preference. It's just having a dress code.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't even know if he was gay or straight or whatever.
We're just fucking, you know, bored and had extra shit he got at Walgreens.
I mean, yeah.
There was a sale for fucking fake eyelashes.
Amazon package.
I was
open door.
Yeah. We had the same thing happen to us. We got these countertops delivered to our, like, my wife's like, no, she doesn't seem to be in any hurry to send them back, though.
They could have been like, sir, everyone in here is gay, but you don't see the rest of them wearing eyelashes, you know?
Yeah, they haven't come out yet, really.
If you want to suck dick in our club, take those things off.
Yes, and we'll let you suck dick.
You just got to look like a man while you're doing
it. Yes, we don't want to be anybody confused. If it was our intent to our business to refuse entry to gay and transgender people, it's not illegal, but I would certainly see they're considering this discrimination. So, again, another reason to get all uptight about something.
We always need one.
Everybody needs to calm down a little bit.
Now, I thought this, you know, again, I believe in thinning the herd. You guys know that. I do believe that there's too many people on this earth. That's the bottom line. Too many people on this earth. New World Order's got an idea. You got somehow, if we can eliminate.
Some things are agreeable, you know.
You know what I mean? Like
the
there's a lot of fucking
ideas.
People. Like that lady who complained about the fucking barbecuers. Gone. You know, we don't need people like that.
Get rid of her.
Get rid of the bullies in the nursing homes. Fucking their time's up. Get them out.
Let me mark this down.
Right?
Lady with barbecue.
So here's making a list for his drone strikes.
That's right. That's who you're going to fucking target. But family of five chased by cheetah at a safari park. I don't know if you saw this video.
No.
That surfaced. These women, these people, they're at a safari park. This is the park where the animals are running wild in the fucking park. This isn't a zoo.
No, it's...
And these fucking,
game time.
These people, let's go get a closer look at the cheetah. And the lady's got a baby in her hand.
Hmm.
Which, you know, to a cheetah is like lunch.
Right,
you know? Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable. On May 11th, a family of five who got out of their car at a safari park in the Netherlands had a close call when they were chased back to their vehicles by the cheetahs.
God, that headline could have been so much different.
Yeah. And it's funny because when you watch the video, the lady's holding the baby. She's looking at the cheetah going, get away, get away. And the cheetah's like, okay, fucking calm down. I'm just trying to smell the diaper. Shows a family which includes a very small children getting out of their car to get a closer look at some cheetahs lounging nearby. The family returns to their car moments later without an incident and drive away on the road where they, again, get out of the vehicle. The cheetahs, which apparently follow the vehicle up the road, then appear and aggressively chase the people back to the road where they quickly get back into the car. She never got out of the fucking car. Again, family gets out of the car, got to blame the dad or whoever's leading that family.
It's Jurassic Park rules.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who the fuck goes to Jurassic Park? There's another one coming out? But now it's making sense. Now that somebody fucked around, this new Jurassic Park is basically, listen, you don't have to, now Jurassic Park is coming to you. You know, it's like they're expanding, they're evolving,
you
they're swimming now, they're flying off the fucking island.
With another Jurassic Park, it leads you to say that old saying, you know, if a scientist takes a shit in a shed, what?
Wait, what?
Ah, you lost me.
That's okay. The first one.
Sure, you should have like your own little sayings, like daily affirmations. <Right. laughs>
Jeff Goldblum takes a shit in a shed.
Yeah.
And the Tyrannosaurus Rex comes in, eats him.
Is that when he died? He's still alive. He's still alive in this.
Or
still...
is that
I'd like a whole book of these.
Indian one. The Indian scientist got eaten while taking a shit. Well, like, listen, you got a shit while you're running from a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Go ahead and do it in your pants. That's probably the one time
you should
that,
be shitting your pants if there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
The one time when that's probably acceptable, if you show up and they're like, oh my God, you smell like shit. What were you doing?
What's that? Yeah.
Running from a T-Rex, motherfucker.
It's like, all right, like, well, you smell pretty good for that then.
Yeah. That's the only time it's acceptable if you walk up and you got a trail of shit running down your leg and like a log hanging out of your fucking high tops. What do you do? What's that? Oh, fuck it. Just running from a T-Rex.
No, that's shit. How was your day?
Yeah. Oh, I'm okay. They didn't have Diet Coke at the 7-Eleven. Here's a story. Iowa man says his dog shot him while they were playing.
Okay.
Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Smart dog.
With best friends like these, who needs enemies? An Iowa man says his dog inadvertently shot him while they were roughhousing on Wednesday. Sounds like he was fucking the dog, if you ask me.
Yeah, roughhousing. Yeah.
Dog said enough of that shit.
Is that what they call it these days? Roughhousing?
That's what happens when you try to fuck Sergeant McGruff.
Is that in the statute?
51-year-old Richard Remy of Fort Dodge told police he was playing with his dog, a Baloo.
His dog's balls.
Yeah, on the couch. Yeah, he had peanut butter in his dick. And on the couch and tossed the dog off his lap. He says when the pit bull Labrador mix bounded back up, he must have disabled the safety on the gun in his belly and belly band and stepped on the trigger. The gun fired, striking one of Remy's legs. He was treated at the hospital and released the next day.
See, we got to get these guns out of the hands of dogs. Yeah. You know, more background checks.
Yeah, you can give them to the mentally ill, but don't give them to the fucking dogs. You know?
So behind the times, some places are, you know, banning pit bulls. These people have given guns.
Is this Florida?
Yeah.
Pit bulls.
Yeah.
Isn't that our state flag? It's a pit bull holding a gun. Wearing an Indian headdress.
A woman angry at utility worker leaves her suspended in a lift. Ladies up there trying to fucking do some work. Person's up on the what do they call it?
A car lift?
A crow nest or something. They call those things. Bird's nest? I don't know.
Eagle's nest?
Yeah, police in New Jersey say a woman got angry at a cable TV worker and left her stranded in the air.
Cherry picker. Yeah.
Police say the dispute started at Ridgewood on Monday between a woman and an Optimum employee. The report says that the 59-year-old woman turned off the worker's truck while she was in the lift, leaving her stuck in midair.
You better fix
only
my
in fucking
service.
Jersey. Yeah, you fuck with my cable? Okay. Hey, Optimus says in a statement that the safety of its employees is their top priority, and they're pleased the worker wasn't harmed. Police but say the woman took utility property before walking away as well. So the woman charged with harassment, false imprisonment, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing, just being a fucking miserable bitch.
And she still won't be there except for during a 4-hour window. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there between the hours of...
Cherry picker lady's real lucky. Remember what happened in Hialeah or wherever it was? The guy came out shooting at the FPL truck.
Right, remember he shot the truck? Did he shoot the guy or just the truck?
Just the truck.
Just shot the fuck out of the truck. What's a truck have to do with anything? Guys in Hialeah have guns,
we want
man.
You to move these trucks. One tire, two tire, three... Oh, wait.
Wow.
I messed up. You're not going to be able
to... And our last story today, Georgia man allegedly tried to buy girl 7 years old from grandmother for $200 at a grocery store.
He tried to buy her.
How much for your granddaughter?
How do you even start a conversation like that?
That's an old Mexican gender like joke, like how much for your sister, right? Like
oh yeah.
Right.
Or the Blues Brothers. How much for the little girl?
Yeah. Georgia man allegedly tried to buy a girl who's 7 years old from her grandmother at a grocery store. Buy one, get one free?
It was on sale.
A Georgia man was arrested after a grandmother claimed he tried to buy her 7-year-old granddaughter for $200. How dare you? Let's take $400.
Misunderstood the little Debbie sale.
Good one. Anad Samini of Marriott allegedly made an initial offer of $100, but raised the price. Look at him, big spender. The girl's grandmother told police he followed the two around Kroger grocery store on Monday night. Samini made inappropriate comments about the child, which reportedly included talking about how pretty the child's hair was.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if this was Joe
Biden.
I was
afraid of this.
According to the woman who told police, he asked to purchase the girl for $200.
I was hoping this story was something else, but no.
The man had previously
requested... It's the worst possible version of the story.
Okay. Seven-year-old. Yeah, he previously requested to have the seven-year-old for $100 in Walmart earlier in the night, the newspaper reported. The grandmother confronted Samini at the Kroger's, and a large crowd of people chased him through the store.
I was hoping he was just like a really confused guy who didn't understand how society worked. And he was like, me and my wife never had, we were never able to have kids.
Yeah, that's a really lifelike doll.
Right. Yeah, or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Boy, that girl moves like a real girl.
No, it's
he wants
scenario.
To fuck the seven-year-old girl. Okay.
He was reportedly arrested on Tuesday and charged with enticing a child and for criminal solicitation. So he got his, we got what he got coming to him. That guy, by the way, that's a guy right there that... Gone. You know what I mean?
We don't need him.
He's gone. That guy, had, you know, what good is that guy running
this
around?
This story makes me come around to your way of thinking.
You know what I'm saying? They add no value to society. If somebody's not bringing anything to the fucking table, you're gone. Okay?
Look,
gone.
I just like to point out to all our listeners around the country that this was Georgia man, not Florida man.
Not, finally.
That's
right.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Cyril Dober for joining us today.
Hey, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me.
Ethan Moore.
Thank you, Dougie.
And it is this Wednesday. I'm going to be at Naples at Off the Hook Comedy Club hosting the contest out there. 10 comics are competing. You ever get in on that? Remember we talked about it? Didn't you ask me?
I never did it.
All right.
I didn't have time.
You were too busy writing your fucking notes.
No, I really have something that day. I can't do it.
And then Thursday through Saturday, catch me at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete closing the show.
Nice.
One show Thursday. Actually, one though. I think there's only one show a night. Who knows? But St. Pete, go to Coconuts Comedy Club. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And join our fan page on Facebook, the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Also, go to our website, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Become a patron listener.
Yes.
We had more people donate. So you can donate $1, $2, $5 a month. If you watch the show regularly, donate 25 to 50 cents every time you watch. And if that comes out to 10 times a month, then great. That's $5 a month. There you go. Ciro?
Check me out at Ciro Comic. Just follow me around.
Elgin. Ethan, I was at his wedding this weekend.
I have something really special to promote. I co-wrote a comedy sketch show that's being performed in Miami on Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, the Olympia Theater, downtown Miami, 6:30 p.m. It's the New Kids at the Front Yard. That's the name of the theater collective. Nice. Come check it out.
There you go. Nice. Tomorrow in the studio, newly married Elgin David will be here along with Peter Leonard, who's got a great job in advertising. And we'll be checking us out tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. A beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of